Hi, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein from North Shore Psychiatric Consultants. I'm dictating a letter, a psychiatric evaluation regarding Luann, L-U-A-N-N, Mongiello, M-O-N-G-I-E-L-L-O, hyphen, E-S-E-N, date of birth, 9-20. Wait, no, that's not a date of birth. I'll have to look it up and add it. I'm looking to see if I have it someplace else. I don't think so. Okay. Luann Mongiello Essen is presented to my office early for her scheduled appointment on February 23rd, 2024. She reports seeking a psychiatric evaluation at the request of her attorney regarding a court matter that she's currently dealing with. She arrived early and was dressed casually and appropriately. Ms. Mongiello Essen is a 65-year-old female, divorced for 4 years after 24 years of marriage, who resides alone and has no children. She's employed as a LCSW at a clinic in Bayshore. She's under the care of Dr. Faisal, F-A-I-S-A-L, Rafiq R., P. R A F I Q M D. On a monthly basis. She is diagnosed with major depressive disorder, severe, without psychotic features, as well as generalized anxiety disorder. She is being prescribed Prozac 80 milligrams daily and quetiapine 100 milligrams at bedtime instead of Prozac, say fluoxetine. She reports that these medications aid her sleep at night. But she still feels that she suffers with a lack of motivation. Add divorce to the first paragraph as after in front of no children. She also feels she suffers with a depressed mood and has some bouts of helplessness. She is capable of working full time. And she's also a licensed LPN. Her past psychiatric history is notable for seeing her past psychiatric history is notable for treatment with Dr. Rizik, as stated above. She denies any history of suicide attempts or psychiatric admissions. Um, She reports having a comprehensive medical evaluation, and she is on amlodipine for hypertension and atorvastatin for her high cholesterol. She denies any she admits to some in the past tongue swabs of cannabis. Actually, just leave that out. She denies any family history of psychiatric treatment or substance abuse. Problems. She is involved with some relationships online. Her ex-husband owns some gas stations. She's gone through some periods of time of homelessness, has been residing in shelters. Neurologically, she had an MRI in September of 2021, which showed some small vessel ischemia with white matter flare hyper intensities. This is considered an abnormal finding. And the recommendation is that it be followed. She apparently suffered an arrest in April of 2022. It related to some billing issues. Her details to me were somewhat vague. But she is looking forward to being founded to not be behaved criminally. On a mental status exam, she's casually dressed with fluent speech. She describes her mood as down. She lacks spontaneity, but has good eye contact. Neatly groomed, admits to some helplessness, denies helplessness, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies any paranoid delusions. Um, She is not anhedonic. She enjoys dancing. And she has studied psychoanalysis in the past. She's alert and fully oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are limited. My impression is that she does meet criteria for major depressive disorder. Currently a moderate without psychotic features, as well as generalized anxiety disorder. It appears that her legal problems may have been secondary to her psychiatric problems and diagnoses. I attempted to reach her therapist, whom she sees weekly, for collateral information. Unfortunately, we were unable to connect prior to this report being finalized. I hope this information is helpful to you. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD. Under social history, let's add the detail after the mentioning the rest of the details of Ms. Mangiello Essen's arrest. Are somewhat unclear to me currently. Okay, thank you.